It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. That's right. That's right, you dumb sons of bitches. It's time for the podcast. Geez, sorry, coming in hot there. Anyway, as always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson. Did you like that? 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Your full service motorcycle repair shop. If you need it fixed up, if you need your hog running right, we'll take it over to Gilson Cycle. They're going to get you taken care of. So, okay, fact and opinion. One fact, one opinion. That's how we do it.
Stupid-ass opinion.
Opinion. Yeah, it really is a stupid-ass opinion. It's a good fact, just a stupid opinion. How about this one? Some species of male spiders tie up female spiders before mating. And it's not because some kinky thing. It's so the females don't eat them. Yeah, it's not some BDSM. It's so the females don't eat them afterwards. That's why.
Yeah.
You're not going to try and eat me, are you? No, I wouldn't dream of it. What are you talking
about?
What's
wild is like the amount of like insects and just the other species that eat the heads or eat the bodies of the person after they sleep with them. Imagine if humans were like that.
Dude, we are so spoiled. Like, honestly, the animal kingdom is fucking terrifying. You know what I mean? And it is. It's a major thing. Like, it's not like sex in the animal kingdom is rough, bro. Like, it's dangerous.
It's rough.
Yeah.
Well, here's what it is. They know that's what it... They're not smart enough to like, trick themselves. I'm trying to explain this the best way I can. Like, sex is sex in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like they understand that basically we're here to reproduce, mm-hmm. and that's what the fuck we're going to do.
Yeah.
I don't care about it. I want to eat. I'm hungry. And we're going to fuck, reproduce, and that's it. And that's what life's all about.
Yeah.
You dumb human beings playing your video games trying to trick yourselves that there's more to it than this. I don't know.
What's weird is that we as a species, the human species, sex runs our lives. And I think we still have that innate thing in us, in our brain, that says, okay, we need to produce, all right, I need to keep my lineage going. But think about where we're at now, where we're at in the sexual prowess, the sexual awakening. It's a very popular thing. I mean, we have fans only or only fans. Mm-hmm. Porn you can get at the touch of a button. There's mm-hmm. all sorts of sex toys and sex bots and God knows what else. It's weird because other than us and dolphins, are there any other species that have sex for pleasure? I don't think monkeys do they?
I don't know. I mean, there's a weird intelligence thing in it that changes it. Just imagine this. Put yourselves in these shoes. So sex, like, if I were to go out and just have sex with somebody that walked by my house, like, everybody would be like, fuck, dude. Like, that's, what are you doing?
Yeah. That's,
you can't do that.
No.
Just imagine now. Now, just imagine. Like, this is how society is, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
So now that, like, everybody's walking around, like, sex, like, you went and had sex with my wife and my mom and blah, blah. Like, no, nobody would be like, that's wild. Like, that's just the thing. That's what we do.
Yep. You're just reproducing, passing your lineage down. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just no big deal. Now, how much different is life? 100,000 completely percent different.
And I don't know, and so that goes into, okay, were we created? Did we evolve? Why does ours evolve this way? Why did other animal species not evolve in a certain way? You know what I mean? Like, it's so crazy to think about the basic survival instinct of reproducing. And so much so that now even these spiders know that, look, I got to tie this bitch up because otherwise she's going to try and eat me after I'm done getting it on, after I bust a nut. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, it's where we're at and what other, like, I don't think I would survive. All right. You don't see any lions out there smoking a cigarette on the Serengeti after getting laid. You know what? No, it is. All right. I'm going to get this done and then I'm going to get the hell out of here. You know, hopefully everything works. And then you got other animals trying to eat your offspring because they don't want them challenging them later on for more reproducing.
It's survival of the fittest. And dude, we're right there. We're right there. We're just smarter. We're just smarter and we're blinded by a lot of things.
Is it terrible, though, that maybe we're keeping the weaker ones alive in ours? You know what I mean? Because survival of the fittest, only the strong survive. Well, now we keep everyone alive, you know?
Depends on how you look at it.
Look, now, before anyone gets mad at this, I'm not saying we need to, like, kill off the weak ones. I'm not saying that, but in every other else in the animal kingdom, the weak ones are picked off. Okay, that's what they do, and so the strong survive. But in the humans, we get to, everyone gets to do it. Everyone gets to survive for as long as possible. You know what I mean?
It's wild, man. Sex is a crazy thing, and it makes things evolve. And what was the comedian? Was it a comedian? Or I watched something one time saying, it was a long segment on how shit gets built.
Yeah.
And it was basically around sex. It's the male and the female. The male tries to impress the female. The male builds shit, makes shit big, makes it look all cool and shit, so he can have sex with the female, so he can be dominant and beat this other guy out, so we can get the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, if things are getting built because, well, everybody wants to have sex in the end. That's kind of a weird goal up in the sky. You know what I'm saying?
It is, but it's so primal when you really break it down. I think people overthink sex. Not saying that you shouldn't take sex seriously. I'm not saying that. You know, obviously, it's a consensual thing. It can be a beautiful thing when it's done the right way. And with your cakes, whatever, you do you. But really what it breaks down to is the primal. Hunter, think about when your body finally realized that it needed sex. It fucking took over your life. That's all you wanted to do. That's all that mattered. And so I think that deep down is just our primal urges there that really, we're still animals when it comes to that. When it comes to sex, that primal urge, we're still really all animals when you break it down. You
absolutely.
Know?
We just dress it up a little.
Exactly. Ours is, you know, now it's candles and wine and chocolate and, you know, lingerie and whatnot. You know, imagine seeing a hot lioness and a nice teddy. It's like, all right, there you go. it's different. But now here, let's just imagine this. All right. Imagine when you were first courting your wife. Okay. You're dating her and everything, and you guys are getting ready to finally get down to business, and you start shackling her up, and she's like, damn it, he figured it out. And then she gets loose from one of those handcuffs, and you're fucking dead, bro.
Right.
She's
going to
eat you. Yeah. Just weird,
what are you
man.
Doing?
Just weird.
It,
so.
It is weird.
Yep.
It's a wild thing to think about,
the
man.
The circle of life. Savenya! And we took it. I think that's a fair assessment of that fact.
Here's what it is. Life, we're just made to reproduce, man.
Yeah, just drinking, smoking, shooting, fucking.
Snorting, ripping, sucking, blazing. Do a little dance.
Oh, man. So anyway, there you go. Be careful, though. Yeah, if you're courting someone and you guys are getting ready to do it and she's licking her lips, she's going to try and eat you afterwards. So just, and not in the good way.
She's going to gnaw your head off. Right?
Hog up. All right, well, that's going to do it. That's your fact and opinion here on the Plan B After Show podcast. Make sure you tune in next time for another fact and opinion for some reason. And, of course, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
Gilson,
you ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.